All right, let's go. Guys, let's continue on Chof Ches Amalaf. All right, so we're up to, let's see if we can knock this off today, all right? So what are we up to? We're up to the question of how do we know that brothers or krovim can't testify with each other against the third party, okay? So Rami Bar Chama says it's a svara. Yeah, Aaron? So Rami Bar Chama says it's a svara. Why? He says, basically, Bekitzer, he says, if you're going to allow brothers to testify together, then it would turn out that they're both going to be necessary for either one of them to be convicted for Edom Zomim. Because unless you testify with another person, unless you have two people testifying, you're not going to be convicted of being an Edom Zomim. So therefore, it turns out, if two brothers were to testify and then be put to death for being Edom Zomim, you would be able to say that his brother's testimony got him killed. Why? Because had his brother not testified, he would not have been killed. And then it would violate being put to death at the hands of the brother's Edus. That's what we were calling yesterday the but-for causality. Trying to prove that they can't testify together. In other words, he's trying to say that testifying together would turn into a case of sort of testifying against, in a certain sense. Because testifying together would result in a violation of lo yumas avos albanim. Because if it weren't for them testifying together, they wouldn't be killed. So then they're put to death by testifying together because of testifying together. So therefore, that's why he says the svara. He says, I don't need another pasuk. Once I've got the din that Edom Zomim need that each Edom Zomim needs another aid to be killed. And I know that a brother can't be killed by the testimony of his, a relative can't be killed by the testimony of his relative. So then it turns out relatives can't testify together, because if they did, it would come out that they would be subject to hazama, which is tantamount to being killed via each other.
Inherent in whatever.
That's right. So just to restate it, saying we know that cousins or brothers or father, whatever you want to call them, we know that the krovim can't testify against each other. How do you know they can't testify against a third party? So Rami Bar Chama is trying to say it falls under that rule. Because if they would testify together, it would be as if they're testifying against each other, because they would, the conviction of one would be totally on the testimony of the other. That in the end. Okay. But, and then we had yesterday, we went through the rather more complicated fact pattern of the Mishnah that Rava uses to disprove Rami Bar Chama. Okay, but Bekitzer, what was the case? Was everybody here?
No.
So the case, Bekitzer, the case is like this. In order to establish your ownership of the field, of a field, right, Gil, you want to prove that you ate there for 3 years. That's that's the Shnei Raya. You have to have Shonim of a Raya. So 3 years of using a place is a Raya that you bought it, okay? So now, let's say, so if I want to prove that I bought a piece of property, a field, so if I could bring Adam that I grew crops there for 3 years, that would be a raya that I bought it, right? Mm-hmm. But I need Adam for the full 3 years. And if I don't establish Adas for the full 3 years, I won't get the property, okay? Now, the Mishnah says you can have brothers testifying on different years.
Each year.
I can have one brother testifying with a stranger about year one, another brother testifying with a stranger about year two, and another brother testifying with a stranger about year three. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, who established my ownership? All three brothers. Comes out all three brothers were necessary to establish my rights to the land. Why? because I need to prove that I was there for 3 consecutive years. So each brother is only giving a piece of the picture. He's giving 2010, he's giving 2011, and he's giving 2012. So without 3 of them together, I don't have my claim. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they're all allowed to testify because they're not testifying together. Right? They're allowed to testify. Now, but then the Mishnah says, and if you have a de hazama, you can be mazim all of them. So now let's say I have a de hazama that come along and say, all of you guys were with us for the past 5 years. So there's no way you could have been Edim on these 3 years of Chazaka. And then I'm going to convict each brother for the money that he would have cost me by depriving me of my land with the false testimony that I had sold it, with the false raya that I had sold it. But in order for the Hazama to be good, I needed each brother to testify about each year. So it comes out, without the other two brothers, no brother would have been convicted of being an Eid Zomim. So basically he's just showing you that he's taking it's a much more clever case. They're not doing a Maisa of testifying together. So they're kosher. But in terms of the Hazama, they need each other. So he's saying, you, Rami Bar Chama, are making an argument from Hazama, but I'll show you from the Mishnah and Bava Basra that even though they're Edim in terms of Hazama, even though they're one unit of Edis for Hazama, because the unit of Hazama is the effective Edis. What's the effective Edis? The 3-year testimony is what's effective. So then you see, so Rava says, so what does this all show you? That means Hazama me alma ka'asi. Look at Rashi. Rashi just brings it all into focus. Al yidei hamazimin osan hein mishalmin velo ze al yidei ze. We don't look at it that the brother is causing his brother to pay. Who's causing all the brothers to pay?
The guys.
The Edim hamazimim are the ones who are the cause. The Edim who are mazimin are the cause. We don't say his brother caused him to pay because his brother testified again about year 2. Now, who's the cause? The mazimin are the cause.
What are the mazimin claiming? What are they saying?
Liars!
Who is lying?
All of you liars!
You're all liars. So, since we were trying to establish a chazaka via all of them, now all the brothers are going to pay.
Yeah.
He has to establish they're all liars. Why? Because that is the evidence. That is the evidence. In order to have Edim Zomim, they have to undermine the effective claim. The only thing that had an effect was the grouping of them that had the effect. It was the group of brothers that had the effect. Because if one brother would have established year 1, that wouldn't have won the case.
So if they shut down one cast of Edim, then nothing would happen?
Nothing would happen.
Not even to those 2 shut down?
That's right.
Oh.
That's what Rashi says. It says, "Vehein edus achas lahazama, the ad mizami kulu lo mishalmi mamona." If the Edim came and only proved one set of brothers was lying, nobody would pay. The halo havi misukma biyada dilokeah. They had to all be proven to be Edim Zomim. Why? Because you have to negate the entire raya that the guy had. You have to show that his raya came about through Edim Zomim. You have to undermine the whole raya. So the whole raya is only the full 3 years. That's a separate lumdus issue. That's a separate question. But the point is, look, it's confusing. It's confusing because we haven't defined yet what Rami Bar Chama's argument is to really see what Rava's refutation is. Okay, so let's just step back for a second. Did that make sense to anybody in the first place to think that my brother can't testify with me because he can't testify against me? Does that make any sense to anybody here? No.
Yeah.
So explain it. We have to explain
it. No, but they can incriminate. Yeah, okay, I can.
Legal at this moment. In other words, let me just clarify something, okay? In other words, if I tell you, lo yumasu avos al bonim, what's the first thing that you think? What do you think that means?
On account of the raidist.
Meaning against, right? So that's the first thing. And we just have to take note of the fact that Rami Rahama is shifting from the plain interpretation. Plain interpretation is the aedis of the brother. This is not the aedis of the brother that's killing me. He's not aedis against me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in what sense does it mean lo yumasu avos? In what sense is Rami Rahama understanding lo yumasu avos abonim? Because if I tell you lo yumasu avos abonim means your brother can't testify against you, I can never equate that to say you can't testify with him because his testimony will be necessary for you to be killed. That has nothing to do with the maisa of aedis against you. Right? But yet Rami Rahama is sort of equating those two. So in what sense can we equate those two? Not in the sense that you're posel as an aid against your brother, but that's too limited. But what? Which halacha? Yeah, the din. In other words, it's not a halacha. You need the right term. It's not a halacha. Rami Rahama is not learning lo yumasu avos abonim to mean that it's telling you that the aedus against a relative is possible. Because the aedus against a relative being no good has nothing to do with brothers testifying against someone else. You can't say that testifying against someone else is like testifying against each other. It's not. So how could he equate the two? He is learning lo yumasu avos abonim means what? It means a gemara din of Misa could never be produced through evidence supplied by a Karov. You understand? You have to broaden your idea of Lo Yumasu Avos Abonim. Lo Yumasu Avos Abonim in a very, very limited sense means a relative can't point the finger at another one and say, he's Chayav Misa. If that's the way you're interpreting lo yumasu avos abonim, you could never equate it to two guys pointing the finger at a third guy. That's just not the story. It's not the case. So Rami Rahama very, very, very astutely says, no, if you look at the context of the pasuk, it is very broad. It just says lo yumasu avos albonim. It doesn't say how. It just means lo yumasu. The gemar din of Misa can't come about through aedus of a relative. Doesn't mean it has to be against. It just can't be an element of the case. Any case that convicts a karov can't rely on aedus of another karov. Even if the relying on the aedus is in this tangential way. You understand? In other words, you have to say, look, what do I need to kill an aid zomeim? Well, there had to have been aedus with someone else. Once I say that, then it means the gemar din of this brother relies on another person's aedus. If that person is his brother, Rami Bar Chama says, that would violate the halacha, that a gemar din can't be produced via the aedus of a karov. It doesn't say it can't be the object of the aedus of the karov. It says it can't come about through the aedus of a karov. So even this is called his gemar din. If I ask you, where did this gemar din come from? Well, his aedus plus the aedus of his brother. That's a violation. You understand? You have to generalize lo yumasu in terms of the din, not in terms of the maisa aedus. You understand? Lo yumasu is focused on the gemar din, not a focusing on the Maisa Aedis. If he was focusing on the Maisa Aedis, it would mean to say the Aedis of one brother can't be against the other one. He's not saying that. It's saying the Gemar Din can't be arrived at via Aedis of a relative. And that's what Rava is showing is wrong. Because in the case of the Shnei Chazaka, it does turn out that each brother is being convicted of his crime relying on the fact that his brother also testified. So Rava says, if you're going to generalize the pasuk that far of lo yumasu avos abonim to mean that any testimony of a relative can't be an element in the gemar din of another relative, then you wouldn't be able to have this mishnah of the Adam Zomim. of the Shnei Chazaka, but we know you do. So obviously your interpretation is wrong. And what do we say? We say in that case, the Hazama is coming me'alma. We say the Edim are the ones who are causing. The Mazimin are the ones who are causing it, not the brothers.
Wouldn't that be an answer for Rami
so that's Rahama? That's right. It's a disproof for Rami Rahama.
No, why? Which case?
The Chazaka cases. Because that shows you that is considered admissible. In other words, we don't knock...
Right, they're not being the cause. It's not them that's the cause, it's...
The Edom or Mazim. So therefore, Edom Zomim will not prove to you that relatives can't testify together.
Yeah, okay,
you understand? In other words, you have to understand. You have to understand this. You have to understand. It's a very important point. The Gemara is not learning this as a din of a psul of Edus at this point. It's learning it as a broader din. That a brother can't be responsible for his brother's death. One brother's Edus can't be responsible for his brother's death. Not that we don't trust the Edus necessarily, just that's the din. That's the din. Yeah.
What was that?
So the Azama case shows you that we don't call this to be considered. We don't say when, just because you needed another aid for you to be an aid Zomim, we don't say that it's considered that the other aid caused your death. We say it's the Edim who Mazimin who caused your death. We don't accept that as causality. We don't say causality means anything that's necessary for this to happen. Causality has to be what they call the proximate cause, the direct cause. In other words, I could take any crime in history and say, you know who caused that crime? That guy's mother. Because if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't have been born.
Yeah.
Right? That's not causality that we, in a sense, that's true, but that's not the causality that we're looking at when we talk about cause. So, in a certain sense, Rava is saying to Rami Bar Chama, it's true without the brother, the other brother wouldn't have been killed, but that's not what we call being the cause of your brother's death. That's true. Without him, he wouldn't have been killed. but when there is an active participant who's actually creating the shame of Edom Zomim, that's the cause. So it's the Edom who are Mazimin that we call the cause. And only that kind of a cause would be the violation. So it means to say if we could tweak it a little bit now, that Rav is saying you must reinterpret the statement to mean that a brother may not participate in producing his brother's Gemar Din. But that's not called participating in producing it when you're just laying a certain foundational groundwork and the Mazimim are the ones who are producing it. You understand? It doesn't just mean he can't be an element in the din. He can't be a participant in the din. But just because I testified with him in a Kabbal, right, just because we decided to lie together, that's not called participating in getting him killed.
Sorry.
He says you can't figure it out. So that's Rava's point. Rava's point is you can't figure it out from a svara. He has to have another drasha. Rami Bar Chama was trying to say you can get it without a drasha. Rava says you can't. So where does Rava get it from? Ella im kain lichtov kra u bain al avos. Inami haim al avos. My ubonim, afilu bonim la'alma. In other words, it goes like this. It says, lo yomasu avos al bonim, right? And then it repeats it, because it says, ubonim lo yomasu al avos. So why did they have to repeat it like that? It could have just said, lo yomasu avos al bonim, ubein al avos, or heim al avos. Why do they have to repeat the second time bonim? So he says that repetition of the full word bonim as opposed to bane or haim comes to include another psul of bonim. And if it's not for themselves, it's for others. That's right. Now, so Rava says you need to include it from a riboy of an extra bonim that is not necessary in the pasuk.
What's the reason for the pasuk?
Okay, so what's the svara of pasling brothers to testify to others?
Right.
So what's the svara? Good question. What's the svara? Now, is it possible to say brothers can't testify against each other, but they can testify against others? So what's the svara of saying they can't even testify against others?
We need to jump to the logic that...
And it has nothing to do with the fact that it would cause, that would be considered causing their own death, because that we don't call that a cause. We say the ones who are mazim are the causes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a good, it's, we don't know, we're not going to be able to say definitively at this point, but Yonah is proposing a good idea, and that is, Noah says a havamina. From before it could have been the psul against Krovim testifying against each other, is a din, either we don't believe them against each other, or we don't want to put them... the din of chesed, not to have to testify against each other, whatever it is, but it has to do with them against each other, okay? But that wouldn't prevent them from testifying against a third party. But if you say, no, the din of krovim against each other really stems from the idea that they're considered like one, they're considered like an entity, like a unit, and Adis requires separation, requires distinction, so then they wouldn't even be able to testify against a third party, because they're considered like one.
Why are we considering them like one?
I think Krovin. To better understand, to consider them like one, I think family mentioned
right.
that more.
In other words, Adis requires an outside perspective, okay, and therefore that's going to be equal against each other and to a third party. Just like they can't, if the reason they're not testifying against each other is because they lack a certain outside perspective of the situation, then it means to say they can't testify with each other because it lacks corroboration. Two Adim is a certain entity, a certain idea of corroboration. Two independent sources. If I have two independent sources, then it's corroborated. But we know from Krovim, we don't consider them independent sources. Okay? That's fair. Let's just finish up the rest. We don't want to have to come back and restart this again, right? So how's it go? So now the Gemara has another interesting havamina. Ashkechan krovei ha'av, krovei ha'im minolan. Interesting Gemara. We found relatives from the father's side. How do we know relatives from the mother's side? So Omar Kro, avos, trei zimnin. Right, we darshan banim twice, but now it's avos twice. Im eino inyan the krovei ha'av. This is a very common mechanism of drasha. If you have two psukim that say the same thing, so we say if it doesn't need it for itself, tenehu le'inyan acher. Okay, use it for another inyan. So avos implies krovim from the father. That's what avos is. So, but it says avos twice. As counterintuitive as this is, since it says avos twice, it's coming to include the mother too.
Why couldn't you use that to learn out like grandfather or something?
So what's that havamina? The krove av, not krove aim. So that I would say is something we were discussing a little bit before, and that has to do with the idea of krovim. Now, in terms of relationship, I mean, families might argue about this, you know, among themselves, but you know, you're equally related to your mother's side and to your father's side. That's a fact. Okay. So what's the difference? How can you differentiate if it's equal? We don't differentiate between things that are the same. That's not logical.
Well, we're not equal in inheritance, are we?
Ah. So you're not equal in inheritance. Okay, that's good. So why not? Because there's an idea of shevet and family in terms of a social phenomenon. So in terms of family identity, the family identity goes after the father, right? What shevet you're from goes after the father. So the family identity, even in America, the surname goes after the father. So maybe there was a havamina that it would only go by the korov that establishes your family identity, not strictly by the objective korov. So the father's side has something in addition to the mother's side. So if it's in terms of Karov creating a unit of the family, then only the father's side really does that. So Kamash Malan, it's just, it's objectively, it goes by the idea of Karov. Okay. No, whatever. These are not, you could argue, but it's not, not a big point here. So let's go to the next last one. Now, Ashkechan Lechova. So interesting. The Gemara goes detail to detail. All the Pasuk literally says is for Chov, Lo Yumasu. How do you know, what if a son has exonerating testimony? Right? Omar Kro again, Yumasu Yumasu Tre Zimni. Im Eino Inyan Lechova Tneu Leinyan Zichus. So what's that Havamina? That only for Chov and not for Zichus. So that would seem to be like an external idea of justice. That a relative shouldn't have to be responsible for his own relative's death. It's not an intrinsic idea of a psul edus. It's a certain chesed of krovim. Krovim owe each other a certain amount of, a certain extra. Midvar, what do you say? There's a certain idea, I forget exactly the possibility, but there's a certain idea that you owe more to your relative than to another person. You're supposed to be more protective of a relative than of another, than of a stranger. So it's considered correct, considered just. The schus you could testify. In other words, it means that there's not a psul intrinsically of your edus, but you can't be involved, sort of like Rabbi Rachama, in bringing about his chov. Relatives can't be involved in that. That's not proper. That's not a proper idea. Family should protect each other, not convict each other. Your father, not that we don't trust you. No, this would mean not that we're saying you're puzzle and your words are discredited, but it's a different din. It's like a chesed. We don't put you in a situation where you have to be the one who killed your own father through your testimony. But you could exonerate him. So the maskana is no. It's an absolute psul edus. It's not a psul. It's not a psul like to exclude you from a certain bad result of killing your own relative. It's a din that you're a psul completely.
So it's not that you're a
whatever it is. Last one, Eliyahu. Maybe it's only dine nefashos. How do you know dine mamonis too? Mishpat echad. That's a tougher one. That's a tough one. That maybe it's only possible for dine nefashos. How do you know that krovim can't even testify against each other in dine mamonis? That's because of a general rule. Mishpat is even. We don't ever differentiate. I mean, basically, in the general, in the basic rules of mishpat between mamonis and nefashos. So even though the pasuk is talking about nefashos, we don't have two systems really. It's one system of mishpat. He's not good for the big stuff for nefashos. We all say it's possible for mamonis. What will be the havamina say it's possible for nefashos and not mamonis? I don't know. It'll be strange. Let me ask you a question. Your opinion, just a quick opinion question. When the Gemara da havamina that you can't convict but you could exonerate, right?
Isn't that double
standard? What would that be la'alma though? What would that be la'alma to others?
Meaning together.
No, is there a havamina on all of these things that la'alma you could only test, you can't testify to convict, but la'alma you could testify for zechus? That would be strange. Certainly the way we're explaining it wouldn't really work out.
But assuming